This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Citigroup's efforts to sell its subprime mortgage lending division, One Main Financial, to Springleaf Holding has run into antitrust problems with the Justice Department. Young Teach for America employees at charter schools, often making up a substantial part of the teaching corps, can be union members of the bargaining unit, according to an NLRB decision in Chicago. With a two-year contract, they are not seen as temporary employees. 30.2% of all Americans over the age of 23 have an arrest record. In 1965, people weren't usually arrested for drugs. Domestic violence was not a crime, and a DUI was a traffic violation, not a felony. All that's different now. 24 million people watched the Republican debates on Fox from Iowa, a record for a non-sports event. 443,000 undocumented immigrants have now received driver's licenses in California, more than 50% of the total for this year in that state. India population control efforts are conflicted about encouraging people to not have more than two children, except Zoroastrians, who they want to triple. A group of airlines, including Air France, KLM, Iberia, IAG Cargo, Singapore Airlines, and Qantas, have indicated they will join a ban on the transport of trophy hunting kills, according to someofus.org, a consumer-based petition outfit pressing for change in cargo policies. South African Airways, Lufthansa, and British Airways had already joined. Delta finally joined days ago. The gold standard in honors colleges at public universities are at Arizona State, Penn State, the University of South Carolina, and the University of Kansas. A half century ago, the black-white test score gap was 50% greater than the gap between the richest 10% and the poorest 10%. Now it is the other way around, with the class gap almost twice that of the race gap. New CEO pay rates disclosure, including the ratio of their pay to the rest of the company's workforce, does not go into effect until January 1st, 2017. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.